One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ollie, you know what I've done?
You've played the wrong opener.
Oh,
you idiot.
It's time, isn't it?
You stupid. Don't pretend it was deliberate.
It's time. Let's get into it.
Error.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
No, it's good, Tom. It was good. Build it up. Build the suspense up. Get everyone excited for Naughty After Nine.
Never reference mistake.
Never reference it because this is where all the good shit happens. And I can say shit because it's post 9 o'clock. I won't do it. Doesn't sound good.
No, don't say shit.
But I can say it if I choose to. Tom, we're going to get to later on explain your sex life in a song title. I'm really keen for that. We've had some great answers with those kinds of questions. Explain your sex life in a song title.
Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl for me, because I have a hot blonde of a girlfriend. For you,
Touch Me.
Glory Days, maybe.
Yeah.
Should be Glory. let's change tack.
Boys of Summer.
What is the grossest thing you've ever seen in public, Tom?
You found
a great story, which I haven't heard yet, but why don't you tell me what happened soon?
Yeah, I'll do it next.
When you're ready.
Up next. The grossest thing I think someone's done on an aeroplane.
Okay.
All right.
Aeroplane specific.
Yeah, aeroplane specific. You won't believe what this guy did.
Oh, Jesus. What's he done?
Oh, mate, stick around. Oh. You're Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Clickbait. Oh. Glory Days, Bruce Springsteen. You could use that to explain your sex life in a song title, Ollie.
I could. I sure could.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We will ask that question very soon as we do have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
I want you to get calling now for what's the grossest thing you've ever seen in public? 133353. I'm going to take you back to last year, Ollie, around this time, 3rd of May, we had a call from Michael who saw a pretty outrageous thing being done in public.
So we went out for a few drinks with the boys and got pretty drunk and decided to head over to the pokey area. And one of the boys got, he can't handle his alcohol very well and put a bit of money into one of the pokies and lost and decided to hang a shit in the pokey trough. the machine was actually the golden nugget. I don't think he sprinkled it with gold afterwards.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
Just outrageous, isn't it? And I was going to say I've got a story from India that was the grossest thing I've seen, but that story beats it. So that's a worry. I saw a guy doing a poo in the street in India, but that is almost common fare for some parts of those big cities.
Ollie, on Thursday, according to Fox affiliate KDVR over in the United States, don't worry, this is according to Vice, a pretty fun website, a passenger on a Frontier flight decided to get his Johnson out and wheel over the seat in front of him.
Why would he do that?
Don't know. I mean, you'd think that there was toilets on the plane.
Yeah, you would think that. They're often quite used. There's always a bit of a queue, isn't there, with those toilets?
But he was flying from Denver to Charleston in South Carolina. Apparently he was drunk as shit, according to a passenger on board, when he allegedly groped the woman in the seat beside him as well. Flight attendants dragged him away to an empty row. That's when he unbuckled his seatbelt, whipped it out, and just started peeing all over the seat in front of him. Apparently, he could be up for 20 years jail, of course, because he was obscene.
Good. I mean, you mentioned Denver and South Carolina. Your boyfriend's from America. Does this strike you as a typically American behavior? I mean, have you seen Seth, your partner, do anything outrageous like
this? Don't be rude.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Do you think is there something in that or not?
Fake news.
Okay, now you're going. Tom's gone to sound effects now. So.
When you fear, when you fail, when you feel you're gonna fall,
follow your heart and always believe in the underdog.
That is your boyfriend Seth's favorite song, and doesn't that sum it all up? Simple Americans singing simple songs whilst they pee on airplanes.
Don't you dare.
Seth could star in Piss on an Airplane.
Don't be rude.
With Samuel L. Jackson.
133353. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen in public? Call now. Hey, Chiara or Kiara.
Don't say Chiara. God. Is it Kiara, Kiara?
Sarah?
Yeah, sorry, what is it?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, yeah. Hi.
Just Sarah. Well, yeah. Someone, probably Belle, has written
yeah,
Kiara.
Producer so Belle. I mean, come on, mate. Producer Belle.
Yeah, oh, it was Deanna. Okay, it was the other one.
Hey, Sarah.
The ring in.
Hey, yeah. So I work at a train station as a medical support officer.
Oh, yeah.
And one night I've had to go and collect a passenger off a carriage who shat all up and down the carriage, over seats, over the floor.
Oh, my God.
Had then taken off their pants.
No.
They're naked. I wake them up and go, hey, mate, hey, how's it going? Where's your pants?
Oh.
Looks down at his naked body, goes, huh, no pants, and then goes back to sleep.
Oh,
and then I had to get him off the train, covered in poop, and grab his pants as well. It was
fun. Disgraceful. Probably American, was he?
American
thing to do. Probably from Charleston or South Carolina.
Shut up, mate.
Or Colorado. Probably likes Aaron Watson.
How dare you?
What's his name? Was it Seth?
Is this what happens when you're fathered by multiple dads? You're just mean to everyone else who has happiness.
Don't turn it around against me.
You're mean to everyone else who has happiness in their life because you can't have any because of the multiple dads.
No, don't bring up my father's. Strong link between Americans
and
doing poos in public. That's all I'm saying.
No, there's no link.
It's not conclusive evidence, but it's not inconclusive.
There's no link. Where's the link?
Americans and poo.
Oh, shut up.
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
What a long straw you're trying to...
Yeah,
pull out of the short straw game. 133353. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen in public? You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. This is Naughty After Nine. Clean up your act, mate. Rock on, bro. Enter Sandman, Metallica. Hope you're having a fun Tuesday. It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We'll ask for you to explain your sex life in a song title very soon.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
One for you, Tom.
Dancing
from
Queen?
From Pink Floyd. Yeah, good one. Or Run Like Hell, which could describe some of your encounters.
I'm usually doing ABBA saying, take a chance on me.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Sex life and even just relationships in a song title up next. But we're talking gross.
Cruel Summer.
Gross things you've seen in public. What is the worst you've seen? Give it to us. Lay it on us.
Yeah.
I saw a guy. A lot of transport ones coming through.
Yeah.
You know, you had the aeroplane story. We've had a train.
Oh, a guy was weeing in an airline seat. It's ridiculous.
I've seen a guy weeing off the platform at Flinders Street Station.
I would get
the main station in Melbourne.
I'd get scared that the tracks are electrified or something and I'm going to get electrocuted.
Well, it was the daytime in a busy time. He was insane. So he wasn't worried about getting electrocuted. He was more insane. But I hear what you're saying.
133353. Tim, what's the grossest thing you've ever seen in public?
Yeah, g'day, boys. I was working at a pub. It was like my first day at the pub, and I got handed the mop.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy had it coming out of both ends at the same time and decided to spin around in circles.
Was this in the bathroom or was it in the just in the pub?
He made it to the bathroom eventually.
Don't tell me there was like a a Jack and Jill breadcrumb trail that was led behind him. Not Jack and Jill, the other fairy tale.
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel trail that led him to the bathroom.
It.
Oh,
that's it. And the pub was carpeted.
Oh no, you can't get that smell out.
The mop's not going to do anything.
It's a good never have I ever though. A friend of mine was saying this. Have you ever sat on the toilet and out the back end you've got stuff coming out, but the vomit as well?
Have you ever done the both ends?
And you have to go through the legs as you're also doing the back end. So that's never have I ever, and I wouldn't drink for that.
Well, you're
welcome.
You're going to Thailand soon, so you can only hope.
Fingers crossed I get a full evacuation.
Max, what's the grossest thing you've ever seen in public on 133353?
Good evening, boys. How are you going?
Pretty good, Max. How are you this evening?
I'm very, very good. I'm recollecting a cold Friday night at the G a couple of years ago when we went across the road to get a drink and we wait across Punt Road and stops a bus and out comes a lady which was holding bags and she was barking her guts out everywhere. Oh. Nobody could go near her.
Oh, no.
She was it was just flying and spraying everywhere.
Oh.
And it was bad. Anyway, we queued up at the pub, and there she was.
There's
a topless barmaid about to serve us.
She was and, there behind the bar.
And on top of that, she had spider web tattoo around her nipples.
Oh, no. Oh, was she smiling or was she just getting through it?
Oh, she just pretended that nobody saw anything.
Well, you know, working hard for the money and good on her for not calling in sick. Now, otherwise, someone else has got to get twice as many breasts out.
I've heard that this one's quite intense, Ollie, so I'll just do another content warning. I'm not sure what it's about, but Alex, you've seen something pretty gross in public.
Yeah, I certainly have, mate. I used to work in a pub, and I'm on a shift one night. Heard some groaning from the male bathroom, and then a young man ran out in a bit of a hurry. Went in after him and found a pretty large sexual implement in the toilet that tried to be flushed down, covered in blood.
What kind of sexual implement?
Big giant dildo, mate.
Big giant dildo covered in blood in the bathroom.
Was he running out in a fashion that suggested that he'd been using it?
Yeah, to a degree. I think he was more embarrassed that, he let out a pretty big yelp that everyone in the bar certainly heard and stopped and had a look.
Strange spot to have an experiment with a sex toy, isn't it, Tom?
Or a bloody big dildo, as Alex put it.
A bloody big dildo. Yeah. It was a bloody big dildo. And he left it there. What a waste of money. Because they're not cheap, are they?
Well, how fitting that we should play Queens, another one bite the dust. Actually, producer Bell's just written one here. Brett called, but he had to go. He said he saw a woman suck the snot off her baby's face.
Oh.
Now, that's not too gross, because parents have to do that.
That is disgusting. Kids just wipe it off the face.
No, kids
just get a napkin.
No, kids can't blow their nose, though. So if there's big snot there, they can't breathe. So you have to breathe it out.
Oh,
suck it out.
Are you suggesting that parents are sucking snot out of babies' noses?
Yeah, they have to. It's a medical thing.
Oh, I mean, I'm a snotty person. I pick my nose, but that is disgusting.
I'm sure of it.
I would be baffled to hear anyone sucking snot out of a baby's nose.
Oh, mate, there'd be tons. If I put it to the phone.
Well, your mum, Jane, was sucking snot out of your face?
Mate, one of your 15 dads was sucking snot out of your nose.
Leave my 15 dads out of it, my friend, because none of them were sucking down snot.
13353, this is a thing. Please, back me up. Surely, you have to suck snot out of a baby's nose. Yeah, because they can't blow. How are they blowing their nose? They're babies.
You just tell them, blow.
No, they can't do that.
They get it eventually.
No, they...
You block their mouth, so they have to breathe through their nose, and then they breathe in, and they get stuck up there, and they breathe out, and it comes out.
Nah. Parents are going to be calling. 13353. You have to suck snot out of a baby's nose. I'm sure of it. I mean, I'm not a parent.
If you've sucked snot up someone's nose, out of their nose, your life's over.
I'm telling you. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Another one bites the dust. Queen, after 10 o'clock, we'll be hearing the Podcast 1 Be A Man special, which is doing some good stuff. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Now, we've gone from the what's the grossest thing you've ever seen in public, because Brett called up. He said he saw a woman suck the snot off her baby's face. Now, this is something that you weren't aware of, Ollie, but this is something that parents have to do to their young babies because they can't blow out the nose.
I'm shocked at this, and I hear what you're saying, that, you know, of course babies can't blow their nose successfully because they're dumb and small and have small, tiny brains that are malleable. Get a hard brain, you stupid kids. But I don't get grossed out much, but I find that horrid to think that you have to suck the snot from a baby's nose. It's horrid. Anyway, let's hear from Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa, is this a thing that parents are doing?
Well, I've had three children of my own and never once did I ever consider doing that, no.
Good. And your kids survived?
They've survived. They're well into their late teens now.
Did they get, like, crazy colds and stuff, Melissa?
Oh, God, yeah. But, God, yeah.
You can't suck them away, though, can you?
No.
I swear I've heard it being done. And Adam, you can attest to this. There's some snotty noses that are being sucked on to get the snot out.
Yeah, that's correct. My daughter, if she has a bad night, if she's got a cold and has a rough night's sleep, I'll do it to clear her nose up and she sleeps great.
Yeah.
And you still do it?
You're a sicko.
Yeah. She's only 15 months old now.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, right. She's not 15 years old.
No.
Well, when do you call it quits, though, on the sucking, Adam?
As soon as she can blow her nose.
When she can blow her nose. Right. I'll teach her now, mate.
Ollie, we had Kate, Michael, David, Nathan, Kiri, Connor, Matthew, Donna. They all called up saying that they've sucked the snot out of a baby's nose. And we've actually got John, a medical professional, on the phone. Good evening, John.
That's Melissa.
Oh, Far out. This system's doing weird stuff tonight. John, sorry about that, mate.
You're right, man.
You're a medical professional. What? So this is a thing that parents have to do to their kids.
My wife's worked in the medical profession for over 20 years, as I have. She works in special care nursery with babies.
Yep.
And I can tell you now, I have never heard of it.
Yes, good.
Never.
And John, as a medical professional, does it give you the heebie-jeebies and make you feel gross?
Holy crap, yes. I could not imagine wrapping my lips around my daughter or my son's nose and sucking the snot out. It's definitely not something I would want to do unless you really had to, but you definitely don't.
So if Tom's saying his mum did it to him, should we be worried about their relationship?
I never said that.
Maybe there's a special relationship going on there. It may account for something.
Don't tell me. Tell James, Roy, Andrew, Michael, Kate.
They're weirdos as well. You're all freaking weirdos. Mate, can we get your mum on the phone? Can we speak to your mum and ask her
I've never said that my mum did it.
Why was she slurping on your snot like it's a Slurpee?
No, I'm never saying that she did it. I'm just saying parents
did
it.
You did say that.
No. I said that your 15 dads did it.
Well, they didn't, because they're gross.
Up next, we'll ask you to explain your sex life in a song title.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M.
Oh, can't wait for this, Ollie. We've done a couple of these before, and they just go off. The number's 133353, and we want you to tell us or explain your sex life in a movie title. Maybe just like the Afrojack song, Take Over Control. Could be mine.
Yours would be Johnny Diesel, Cry and Shame.
Oh.
You cry and shame sometimes?
Yours would be Alan Walker, Faded.
That's we've just given the worst examples ever.
All right, fair enough.
You can do better. 133353. Describe your sex life in a song title.
Alice Cooper's song, No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Or maybe you can be real clever and describe one of our sex lives in a song title. Don't mind being ribbed.
Sure.
Don't mind a bit of banter. Yeah. Can handle it.
Yeah. 133353. Sex life in a movie title. This is the man. Oh, my sex life. The Killers. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After 9. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After 9, of course, a content warning. Let's get into a double song. Before that, we're asking on 133353, explain your sex life in a song title. George, just quickly, what's yours?
Okay, this is not by, it does not describe mine by any chance, but as a coin gag, it was Scatman.
Yeah, great. He's calling for a mate.
George, he's calling for a mate. It's not my sex life, but someone else's sex life could be called Scatman.
Get involved, 133353. Explain your sex life in a song title. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After 9.
On this song.
It's Divinals, Hey Little Boy, Triple M, Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Now, Tom, we're talking about describing your sex life with a song title. Mm. I'm not proud to say this, but I'll get started here and say that my sex life kind of currently is Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make the,
working night times, home alone a lot during the day, so I'm working 9 to 5, and they come to work. I'm relaxed at least, but my hands are tired.
Oh.
Oh, my left hand. Left hands. Let's hit the phones on 133353. Got a couple of movie title songs. Let's go with songs though, Tom, because that's the question.
Yeah.
Describe your sex life, Jim.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E, everybody.
You're an asshole.
Someone got pleasure out of that one.
Sorry, can we go back? Jim, is that because, Jim, are you a fan of butt play or are you just a bad person?
Oh, we'll let maybe a bit of both. A bit of A, a bit of column A.
Great, Jim. All right, well, good on you for getting involved. Love the enthusiasm.
Brooke on 133353. We want you to explain your song, your
sex life in a song.
It's not my sex life, but yeah, that don't impress me much.
Oh, so good.
Shania. Yeah. Is that because you're seeing men that aren't impressing you?
No, no, that's not my sex life. I'm just saying it could be.
It could be. Yeah. Getting a few of these ones, people are just sort of going, you know, like George before, Scatman, I mean, it could be a way to describe it.
I mean,
it's good if it means something personally.
Yeah, can't you just own it? Like, it's your one moment.
Do you want to get some of these songs to play, Tom? Because that'd sound really good on the radio.
Yeah, well, we didn't have that Don't Impress Me Much, and we didn't have Arsehole.
Okay, all right, let's try again. Scott, what is your sex life like in a song title?
Well, actually, it's not mine. It's yours and Tom and Ollie's.
Okay,
and
mate,
it's
here you go.
I Touch Myself by the Divinals.
Yeah, you got me. I touch myself.
Yeah.
9 to 5.
Yeah, just
I mean, I've admitted it.
Yeah, we just kind of did that gag.
Yeah, no. What? Let me guess, Scott. Your song is Sex All the Time or something? Sex on Fire, maybe? But
nah, mine would have to be What About Me?
Oh, a lot of giving and no receiving.
No, I just don't get any.
Yeah, fair enough, Scott. What about me? It isn't fair. This one's for Scott. Well, Scott, do a bit of Divinals and touch yourself, mate.
Oh, okay. 133-53, things are getting weird, but explain your sex life in a song title.
And don't say, oh, it could kind of describe it. Hit the nail on the head with the right song and tell us why it's appropriate.
It's Smashing Pumpkins now, 1979. Doesn't really fit. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. 1979. Smashing Pumpkins, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We've only got a few more moments to get involved in this one. 133-53 if you do. We're asking you to explain your sex life in a song title. Of course, Ollie, I would choose Salt and Pepper track What a Man.
What a man, what a man, what a man. Oh, so on brand, Tom.
Oh,
with
mate.
Those R&B tunes.
Yeah, well, it's R&B Tuesday here on Triple M.
Is it? Mm. So, we're asking you to be honest and to describe your sex life in a song title.
Yeah, I mean, if yours, of course, is the Law and Order thing.
Some of these cases are investigated by a special body of people.
It's SVU for you.
SVU, special sexy victims unit, more like it.
Brody on 133-53, explain your sex life in a song title.
Hey guys, so this one will probably relate a bit more so to the earlier stage in my life.
Yeah.
But the song where the chorus is "Am I ever gonna see your face again?"
Yeah, that's the title, I think. And why does that apply to you, Brody?
More so the part that the crowd always applies to. So, no way, get F off.
Yeah. No way, get F off. Yeah, good on you, Brody. Honest,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, good one from the Angels.
Can't win them all.
No.
You know, and so there you go. Patrick, sex life in a song title.
Matey, sadly at the moment, it's a bit of Celine Dion All By Myself.
Got the Eric Carmen version, sorry.
No, good, Patrick. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, really? Oh. Yep, okay. And just a bad time in life? You normally... okay.
Just a quiet patch, just a quiet patch.
Yeah, it's okay. So maybe if there's a song that was like, anytime soon, maybe you could find that. Look at it positively.
Anytime soon. Or maybe you could just take one of my boyfriend's favourite songs, The Underdog.
When you fear, when you fail, when you feel you're gonna fall, follow your heart and always believe.
Cute little American boy. Lucky last, Lauren, describe your sex life in a song.
Mine's Creep by Radiohead.
Good. And I reckon we'll end on this one.
Can we ask Lauren why she's a creep?
Sure.
Lauren, you're a bit of a creep, are you? What's going on in life?
Oh, I'm the creep that sort of just looks around. No one wants me, guys.
Oh.
I'm on the market. Everyone likes a little bit of a creep, but I'm not getting any. So.
Well, you know what? Hang in there, and you could be like that taxi ride song. You're creeping up slowly.
Creeping up slowly.
Maybe.
And I was going to say as well, ABBA, Take a Chance on Me. Lauren, you're out there, you're single, everyone knows now.
Please, come at me, boys.
Come at Lauren. We're praying for you, Lauren. Go. Double mixing it in, Tom.
Yeah,
a DJ mix.
Totally,
mate. I'm the DJ. Don't try and mix stuff in front of me because I'll catch you out.
Yeah,
you didn't beat match those. You got a beat match,
mate. I'll listen to this beat match. It's raining, man.
Hey!
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. We will be choosing our cryptocurrencies to invest in for our massive crypto end-of-year party, all thanks to CoinSpot.
$2,500 to be invested tomorrow, and hopefully that money rises enough that we can get you to our party.
We'll see you later. Always get in touch. Bye.
See you Wednesday.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.